This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. Every year, the week of St. Paddy's Day, I enjoy corned beef, as millions of Americans do. And it reminds me of the guy they used to call in Chicago the King of Corned Beef. I'll talk about him after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
When I first moved to Chicago as a farm broadcaster, there were several people in the food and agriculture industry who reached out to me to welcome me to the big city. For example, there was a vice president of Quaker Oats who became a very dear friend. He was at our wedding when Linda and I were wed back in 1981. And then there was the king of corned beef. Robert Costello was his name. And I wound up talking to Bob several times a year, but especially the week of St. Paddy's Day, because he was the king of corned beef in Chicago. Costello's Corned Beef was his business. Actually, the meat industry was much more important than just corned beef to Bob. He was president of the Chicago Midwest Meat Association, and some of the people said he knew everything there was to know about the meat industry. I'll never forget when he invited me to come speak to one of their meetings. I walked in the room with him, and you would have thought he was the godfather. He was so embraced and loved by the people of the meat industry. Corned beef was his product. Yeah, that stuff from the brisket. There's a lot of debate, though, about the association of corned beef with Ireland. Did you know that? In a book called Salt, Mark Kurlansky states that the Irish produced a salted beef around the Middle Ages. It was the forerunner of what today is known as the Irish corned beef. And in the 17th century, the English named the Irish salted beef corned beef. Some say until the wave of 18th century Irish immigration to the United States, many of the ethnic Irish had not begun to consume corned beef dishes as seen today. The popularity of corned beef compared to bacon among the immigrant Irish may have been due to corned beef being considered a luxury product in their native land, while it was cheaply and readily available as a product right here in America. I'll be back after this.